This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's really just a feel thing for me, just getting back comfortable on that side. I feel, you know, if I lock in, you know, just focus on what I need to do, it shouldn't be, you know, too bad for me moving. Because, you know, I've been swinging since I've been here, so, you know, it's just, I just got to lock in on the left side and, you know, just continue to do what I can do.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Right now it's 86 degrees in Latrobe, where the Steelers are going through another training camp practice. Seven shots, which is a hallmark going on right now, which is basically 7 2-point conversion tries in
a row. Over. It was very dramatic. It was game seven.
Who won?
Offense. 4-3.
Who made the winning play?
The tie-breaking score and win, Aaron Rodgers. 2, Pat Freiermuth. Did we ever get clarity from the man himself, Donnie? Has he ever said
it's
my name
Muth,
is
and I just
my name
can't.
Is Muth.
I never
said
fix
it's Muth.
It. I never
Freiermuth.
I've never gone back and changed it for me. I still say Muth all the time.
So that's like a Mueller situation in reverse for him.
Yeah. Remember when Bill Miller. Big League spelled his name like you?
Oh yeah.
That must have been like a bitch, like every time he like had to tell someone about his name. He'd say, my name's Miller, and they'd start to spell it M-I-L-L, sure. And he'd have to stop and say, actually,
it's got to be the only time. Yeah, it's got to be the only time
that would get annoying.
Has ever sounded like I in any word.
You know the guy we're talking about, Donnie, played for the 04 Red Sox, Bill Miller?
That guy had Mariano Rivera's number, baby.
I knew you as a Red Sox head, you were going to say that. He did. Didn't he hit like 370 off
Didn't
of him?
Didn't you want to claim him as a Mueller?
The big walk-off home run.
When you were a kid watching baseball, didn't you want him?
No, we always just let my, because I have an uncle named Bill, and we would always just mess with him and go, oh, it's Uncle Bill Miller. How are you, Bill? You know, just goofing around. But like, no, the only time that last name has ever done me any good as far as like people getting mine right was the guy Robert Mueller doing that independent investigation. He's the only time I've seen somebody who spelled it like I do, pronounce it like I do. So then we'd call him Uncle Bob for a while, like that. Bill Miller. What did he hit off Rivera for his career? I want to find, Donnie, throw that one in my ear later. I just randomly want to know. And I am, what I'm doing right now in this show is distracting from the fact that we just heard from Pony's choice for the most important Steeler this year. And it's a guy who I have pinned my very sterling reputation as a takesmith on his performance.
How about this against Mariano Rivera?
Yes.
5 of 11. He hit .455. On base was .500. Slugging .727. OPS was .1227.
He was Barry Bonds against Mariano Rivera. That's awesome.
He had the single that tied the game in game 4 and turned the series around.
And a young Donnie Chedrick was just marking out like Hulk Hogan had returned. Anywho.
So, look, I mean, quarterback, edge rusher, wide receiver, and offensive tackle. Those are the 4 highest paid positions in the NFL. the person who gets to the quarterback, protects the quarterback, and catches the ball from the quarterback are the three spots after QB. And you've invested a first-round pick in a guy to play this position. We're in year three, and so far, it's looking like a bad pick. And it's not all Broderick Jones's fault because of the way they messed with him, but just rewind the clock to last year at this time. Everybody was healthy, Fautanu, Dan Moore, and Broderick Jones. And they thought what was best for the team was to play more at left tackle, insert Fautanu at right tackle immediately. No, none of Mike Tomlin's let's play games with rookies and make them earn a spot business, funny business.
Mm-mm. And he was a guy who prototypically didn't even have the length for the position where, like, he might have been a guard for other teams, Fautanu.
And the idea was to ask Broderick Jones to be, he said it in that clip, to be the swing man, to play left and right. Donnie, when you think of swing tackles over the years with the Steelers, who pops into your head?
Like the Zach Banner type,
a Zach Banner, a Jonathan Scott, if you will.
Who was the dude who they got from Miami in a trade to be a swing tackle who looked like he just covered
Davis?
Yeah, he was like covered in Flexol 454 and Ace bandages. He looked like one of those dudes.
Would you say Trey Essex was a swing tackle?
Yeah, I'd put him in that category. He was kind of guy that could play anywhere.
Everywhere.
Max Starks always ended up playing left, but I felt like they thought he could play both if need be.
But okay, but they
took a first-round pick and said, we think...
I'll
straight up say it. There's a couple things here that I will admit as a big Broderick Jones backer that appear to be pretty clear right now. And we know that they're not perfect as a team with, like, motivation and guys being professional. Kevin Dotson got traded. Now he's a $20 million man almost as an interior lineman, and they're playing him in position in L.A. But I'm not saying that to absolve Jones here. A couple things are obvious. He could have just made everyone feel better about this by being way better at right tackle after Fautanu went down last year. If he just steps in, he's like, all right, I got the message. I'm here to kick ass. And, like, it's going to become a story that I was so much better at right than Moore was at left that people will be champing at the bit for me to get over there. That never happened, right? Like, clearly. He was just mediocre last year. I can admit that. Also, I thought he was pretty good when he finally broke into this rookie at right tackle. I thought he gave them a little jolt, even if, like, I remember we argued about this with PFF, with Steve, when he was over there.
PFF's never liked Jones.
And Steve would try to explain to us, like, hey, I didn't think he was terrible, but this is why he was graded this way. I thought he was decent, but here's a fact, like, that I can say as a fact just because their actions suggested it, and I think he's even alluded to it. He didn't seemingly take being a pro seriously enough. There have been a lot of comments about not a bad guy at all.
Dulac wrote that.
Not
they
a
like
bad
him,
guy.
But he needs to take his job more seriously. That's what he said.
Not a malicious, immature player like Pickens could be, but like I'm a kid here in a bunch of grown men attitude-wise situation. Would you agree?
Which is also ironic because at times he would have to be
the guy who calmed down George Pickens.
Yes.
Some of the most mature things he ever did were grabbing him by the collar and being like, stop going insane right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I as his official like spokesman and biggest backer, he hasn't checked two of those boxes that he had a chance to check. And so now this year, it's all on him because they have to make a decision after the year about the fifth year option. He's playing the position he was drafted to play finally, and now we see does he make them look bad for the last 2 years by not putting him over there by being good? And B, does he actually show that he's ready to be a professional in every sense of the word? And I can't answer either of those with yes, confidently. I can say that.
If he's good, great. You've got your
next
left
8 year
side,
guy.
You've got the blind side protected, and that gives Aaron Rodgers a chance to have a much better year. If he's not constantly worried and anxious that he's not going to get protection that he can't from the angle that he can't see. If he's bad, what do you do?
If he's bad, I think then 2027 still has to be.
But what if he's bad in season?
You don't have a choice. You've got a bunch of the brothers Anderson. You've got a bunch of Andersons and a McCollum.
I mean, I guess you could flip Fautanu and Jones midseason if you wanted, if you valued left tackle more than right tackle, because that's where Fautanu played at Washington, so he's no stranger to the position. I mean, that would probably be the doomsday scenario.
That would just feel, okay, that would feel desperate. That would feel like we've got to salvage this year because we have put a lot into it in terms of outward appearances.
But not only that, Chris.
You would be moving him. Say it was six games and he just didn't look like the guy you thought he would look like.
Right.
You'd be pulling the plug on it after not having given him a chance to play the position.
I know, but if he's getting Aaron Rodgers killed, who's 41 years old, what other choice do you have?
Well, Rodgers at that point would probably go to you and say, you've got to swap these guys or do something else. I can't keep getting clobbered.
I mean, obviously he can do things on his own, and so can the play caller where the ball is just out super duper fast.
But then you become a worse offense.
Yeah.
We saw that with Ben when he didn't want to hold on to the ball. It limited their offense. It limits any offense. No, I mean, he is the most important guy, because if he anchors that side and Rodgers can sit back there and say, I know I've got, let's say, 3 seconds, right, to get rid of the ball every time, and I'm not going to get backside pressure. If he turns into a mountain over there, it's a massive win for them. Short of Rodgers rediscovering 2021 Aaron Rodgers, it's like one of the biggest things that could happen positively for them.
I mean, can you guys think of anyone who's more important to them this year?
Do you count Rodgers? Because, I mean, still, it is... I know that his performance is tied to what Rodgers is capable of doing. I get that, but...
But here's my argument against Rodgers.
I'll say this about Jones before you get to your argument against Rodgers. You could say Watt needs to earn his new contract and Rodgers needs to go out on top. Both of them have a track record. Rodgers has been a 4-time MVP. Broderick Jones is an important guy who's never proven that he can be trusted yet in the NFL. That is, again, hurts me to say. I ran around this building when they drafted him because I was so pumped about it. He hasn't proven that he should be trusted.
But I think they can still win games with Watt not living up to his contract. You know, as long as he's not out of games, like the record is 1-11 when he doesn't play. If he is the guy he was last year, I mean, that would be a killer. But it's not, I don't think it like now completely, it shouldn't ruin their defense. It's the highest paid defense in the league. You still have Hayward, you still have Ramsey, you still have Queen, you still have a lot of guys. With Rodgers, my argument against him not being the most important guy is simple. There's no future with him. Even if he's really, really good this year, what difference does he make? He said it himself, he's going to retire.
So you're saying this under the guise of, like, he's important, Jones is the most important guy for this year and 5 to 8 years in the future.
Yes!
Okay. Well, with that caveat, it's a no-brainer.
It's now and later. Remember those candies? I hated those. Well, now and laters?
Oh, they're the worst. Man, you want to talk about that on Halloween? You should have been allowed, if you got those dumped in a Halloween candy bag, to whip them back at the person. They might have broken jaws. Pony, the only guy, I think, here, I'll make my case. There's one other player, given the way they are talking about this player and given the way they are seemingly putting stock in this player, it's Roman Wilson.
I thought you were going to say Chris Boswell, because if he's not elite like he was last year, then three games might go from wins to losses.
What did we just talk about in the first hour of the show, though? Do they have a wide receiver two problem? They don't seem to think so, because they feel this guy who couldn't get on the moving train last year is going to look like the best receiver drafted by just about anybody this year.
Donnie, do you agree that Jones is their most important player?
I would say outside of quarterback. I still think even though Rodgers is only here for 1 year, I mean the quarterback is to be the most important
guy.
Let
me put it this way. I sincerely mean this for both you guys. If you could only pick one to have a good season this year, Jones or Rodgers, who would you pick?
Well, that's easy, though.
Is it?
It's easy because of your caveat that you put in about Rodgers only being here this year. I would much rather the guy I thought was going to be the best left tackle in franchise history, to have a really good year, because that suggests he's on that trajectory.
Because some people think if Rodgers has a good year, the Steelers can end their playoff win drought and maybe do better than that. So I don't think it's cut and dried that way.
I'd rather Jones have a really good year, because I'm still taking
Donnie's gears are moving in his brain.
I know.
I think I'd rather Rodgers have the big year, but I mean, that would mean you're punting on Omar Khan's first round pick. Because if he's not good, that's it. Like, this is a potentially career altering season for him.
For Jones.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course. I don't think there's any debating that.
He could always go somewhere else and turn into the player we thought he was.
Like Kevin Dotson?
If he's mediocre this year and they say, well, you've got to prove it in year four, the problem is he goes in as a huge year. If he doesn't want to play here anymore, the only way you keep him is tag him. Because you haven't picked up that fifth
year. The position is so important, and based on how they felt about him, they obviously thought he was vastly inferior to Moore. Moore was a much better player. There's no other way to look at that.
I'm going to throw in one other thing, though, about Moore that is relevant when you're comparing him and you're thinking about how they would have felt about him versus Jones. I just got done saying Jones clearly did not have the, like, be a professional part down pat, the focus, whatever, the seriousness. The one thing they all, to the point where you and I got sick of it, Donnie got sick of it. Man, Dan Moore, what a professional.
That doesn't trump a guy as a first-round pick, though.
It clearly did for them. They love the professionalism of a guy who was still getting turnstiled.
Not to say that they didn't have put some value in that. I think they just thought Dan Moore was better. Like, and here's the thing that is inarguable. If Broderick Jones had become a free agent at the end of this year, he wouldn't have gotten more money than Moore. I think somebody would have, you know, given him a shot as a starter, but probably, I don't know.
It's because he would have.
Who else would have said, let's make this guy our left tackle when he's given you no reason to think he can actually do that very difficult job?
Well, yes, because he hadn't played it. Because, they felt Moore was better. God, I still feel like I've seen Crowley say Caleb Johnson's going to get a second contract already. I've seen Kabali say like some wild stuff already. I forget what his was. I bookmarked both of them. Maybe I need to put my foot down and say I still think Broderick Jones will be a better NFL left tackle than Dan Moore when it's all said and done by a lot. Maybe I should put that out there into the world. It's just I can't separate how he definitely deserves some of the blame for how his career has gone so far with how they have jerked him around since the second they drafted him.
I know, Chris,
in service of a guy in Moore who I think is going to be revealed as a huge free agent whiff as early as this season. I think Dan Moore stinks. Good for him. He got money. I always like it when guys are able to make a living in this league because it's unforgiving. But like the guy stinks.
I agree with that.
And I think Steelers Jones is going to end up a lot better.
And the Steelers thought it was a no-brainer that he was better than Jones. Now Jones is tasked with occupying one of the biggest jobs on the team with, like, literally no insurance policy. The only insurance policy I can think of is if midstream they just said, screw it, left tackle's so important, we're going to put Fautanu there and put Jones back on the right side and see if Fautanu can hack it as a left tackle. And if, I mean...
But then that's just continuing to move guys around from your stated intentions.
I know, but what if Fautanu actually played? They think Fautanu's their best tackle. So,
which I also don't get because did you think he looked very good till he got hurt last year?
I mean, he only played against Denver. So.
No, but even in the preseason when he was out there,
No, he had a bad game against.
I was very underwhelmed.
Was it Buffalo, one of those two teams? If Jones has a bad year, how much you want to bet Fautanu's their left tackle in camp next year? Don't you think they'd move him?
Yeah, and you know why? He's older than Jones, for one.
Yep.
And two, I'm just going to go back to the thing that I think continues to be a through line here. I think they look at Fautanu and say he's a much more serious, feet planted firmly on the ground professional. And go back to Dotson, man. It wasn't just that they played him out of position. Didn't Tomlin hate him? He went on with us once.
Yep.
When I was still working from home, and he was like this great interview. He was this engaging guy. I think Tomlin felt like he ran his mouth too much.
They also felt like he didn't work hard enough.
Well, I think that's part and parcel with Jones. Like, they know he's talented. He knows he's talented. They don't feel... That's part of the whole being a professional thing. Oh, look, Kevin Dotson goes somewhere else and plays his correct position and kicks ass? Huh, funny.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text. And Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Just crazy being, you know, now that I got A-Rod behind me, going from Russ to A-Rod, you know, it's just crazy. It's two good quarterbacks, you know, that you never think you'll be blocking for that I have a chance to block for now. So, you know, I just got to keep them upright all season.
Headed to camp, cool off with an ice cold Miller Lite and meet Donnie Football, broadcasting live at Sharky's. So he is going to Sharky's.
I went and checked that last night. I happened to go and look to make sure
Sharky's
I found
the
other
locations. Sharky's also a phenomenal joint with great wings and beer.
Donnie, the first thing I thought of was,
from
man,
6
did
to
Pony
10,
get
July
bailed
30th.
Out? Man, was Pony bailed out yesterday when he mistakenly said them first. We were like, boy, we hope Sharky's is involved
Training
with this.
Camp coverage on The Fan, presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by our friends at Miller Lite.
Donnie, would you say that you got the People's Champion-type reception out in your home turf, Westmoreland County? Other than Arnold Palmer and Rocco Mediate, I mean, who else we got? Some guy in the NFL who's from Youngwood, PA, Blanda maybe?
Cabali said he signed 3 autographs there last night. Is that a work, or is he being serious that he was getting
that wouldn't
hounded
surprise
by people?
Me.
Really?
I bet Cabali might sign more autographs than some of the like 4th and 5th string guys at camp this year.
Well, now he's got the McAfee shine,
yeah,
so
and
people
they'll be
probably
there on, they'll be there on Wednesday.
I saw that.
Cool. You know, kids
Good
today,
he's going to get carpal tunnel and probably bitch about it.
Oh, he will.
Good line.
They teach in cursive anymore at schools? Do kids even know how to sign their names anymore?
I don't know. Very good question. Just teach them how to plug everything into AI. That's what I would do.
Did you know there was a meme going around today? Some woman goes, I can't believe I just discovered this, but the calculator function on her phone has on your phone has a history, so it sees everything you plugged in. And she was like, I'm really embarrassed that I found out that I was asking my phone, how much is 10 times 10? How much is 66 times 1? Like, really disheartening stuff for the future of America. Bad stuff.
We'll get a full recap from Cabali on day 2 of Steelers practice when he joins us, not Pat McAfee, in about a half hour. In the 7-shot drill, which is 7 plays, offense versus defense, that mimic 2-point conversion tries, Rodgers threw 2 passing touchdowns to DK Metcalf and Pat Freiermuth. The touchdown to Freiermuth was when the score was tied 3-3 offense to defense. There was an errant snap that started things where Zach Frazier snapped it too low for an old man to catch or scoop up. He did just moments ago hit Calvin Austin for a 30-yard play downfield, which Brian Batko called the longest completion by far through the first 2 days for Aaron Rodgers. Richie Walsh just orgasmic over the amount of zip that was on that pass from those who were there at practice.
Oh, boy.
Look, Rodgers did walk back a little bit what he said on McAfee. He said on McAfee that this was it, that this is his last dance. But he was...
Well, he said pretty sure back then. He did even hedge then.
He was even less committal than that when he talked yesterday. May I ask both of you guys, what could Aaron Rodgers do this year that would want you,
would want you wanting
him back? Yes.
Win a Super Bowl and win the MVP award? I'd still want them to draft a quarterback in the first round next year, but
Okay.
Win a playoff game and play like a top 10 MVP candidate.
Okay. So top 10 quarterback and win a playoff
game. All right. If we can all agree on that on some... Don, I'll let you sound off here in a second. If we can all agree in some way, shape, or form that his quarterback play resembles 2018 Roethlisberger, the last truly great Roethlisberger year, any disagreement there on that evaluation of Ben?
I didn't think 2020 was that bad.
Oh, come on.
But if you say truly great, fine.
Where he
I'm
looked
not
like
be,
a big dog
yes,
out there.
Yes, I'm not going to be
if he,
argumentative.
If Rodgers gives you that level of quarterback play and they win at least a playoff game, I'd still want a quarterback drafted in the first round next year to maybe sit for a season. But then, yes, he looks like old Aaron Rodgers and it's that level of production. Sure, bring him back.
Don?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that I'm under like the same barometer there. Like, have a top 10 year.
Right.
They win a playoff game. Maybe they even look like a threat in another playoff game.
Okay, let me give you this specific scenario. Let's say Rodgers does turn back the clock, throws 35 touchdowns. There's only 5 or 6 interceptions in there. They somehow make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But he sucks ass in that game. Then what? You value the 17 games, or do you put so much stock in the playoff game where it's like, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
I'm giving him Cowboy Joe West. Get out of here.
Wow.
Cowboy Joe, baby. Get him out of here.
I mean, that's like a near MVP level season where he just falters in the playoffs, which we've seen him do.
Yeah. And Malzi is still saying, don't let the door
actually,
hit you on the
actually, I just really wanted to do the Joe West, but if he was that good, it would be almost all the more justification just draft a first-round quarterback.
But I'm saying he's brutal in the playoff game.
Like, are we talking Jake Delhomme, 7 interceptions
what
in a
Justin
playoff
Herbert
game?
What Justin Herbert did against the Texans last year. 4 picks, something like that.
I'd let him come back if he wants, but yeah, I mean, nothing stops you from still taking a quarterback.
Is there anything, hold on, maybe this is a question, I'm hijacking Pony a little bit here, but is there anything he could do this year that would have you as a person who wants to see the Steelers do the right thing, not want them to take a quarterback in the first round next year? I think my answer to that is no. There is literally no outcome Aaron Rodgers could produce where I'd be like, you know what? Quarterback's not an issue for a little while now. They have to.
I disagree with that. If he, like, again, this is like a crazy scenario.
Well, that's what we do in the middle
of July.
If he
has a kick-ass season and they win a playoff game and lose, and he wants to come back next year, I'm going to want them to use a first-round pick on a player that can help them get over the top, not trade a bunch of picks to move up or just take the quarterback that falls to them in the late 20s. I'm not going to want that.
Man, I still think you need to be planning for the future.
If he has a big year and you think you're
yes,
all
he's
of a sudden
be 40,
close?
He'll be 43 early next season at that point.
Well, then run it back with him, and then if he stinks, draft the quarterback the year after. Why would you settle and take a quarterback in the 20s when you've been
you
on your
have
high
to. You can just you can still trade up. I wouldn't be
you could move from
it.
Like 26 all the way to like 5 and give up like 2 future first round picks.
If there's as many good quarterbacks in this coming year's class,
but if you
might
think
not have
you
to
can
be a
win
top
with
five.
I don't know about that. If you think you can win with Rodgers, man.
I just got a text that said, I don't care if he wins the Super Bowl as the Steelers quarterback, I would draft a guy in the first round next year at quarterback. I don't know. I'm
with
trying,
the 32nd pick.
I'm
okay.
just trying to I'm cool. No, I'm probably trading up. I feel like that's what a smart team would do.
Yeah, you're right, because you trade up and all of those teams that actually need a quarterback that are picking ahead of you are just going to be obliged to let you leapfrog them and trade their pick. The Saints and the Browns and the Jets maybe. Sure. Yeah, come all the way up from 32 to 3. We'd rather pick 32nd and not get our quarterback and let the Steelers have him instead.
I just think it's funny that you keep saying they have to move up to like 3 or 5.
Okay, where do you want to stop it? Like, are consistently good quarterbacks getting picked after,
11th,
I don't
right
know, 10 or 11?
11th, right where Roethlisberger was picked.
Okay. So, you're going to have to go from, I don't know, 20-something to 11. They moved up to get Devin Bush without giving up a first-round pick, so I guess there's that.
I do feel comfortable saying all these things because I think the chances that he has anywhere near the kind of season that we're all hypothesizing about are like
what if he has Baker Mayfield's season?
Throws 41 touchdowns or whatever?
16 picks, but they lose in the first round of the playoffs. You want him back?
Yeah, but again, under the same conditions that I've set that continue to annoy you.
Just, which is you get just, everything.
Well, just as more of a bridge. You let him be the bridge for one more year. He was fine doing that with Jordan Love in the end. He'll be even more fine doing that at 43 years old. And you don't maybe have to rush a guy into the starting job. You can have a real actual plan, something Mike Tomlin struggled mightily with Kenny Pickett.
Well, you've come a long way from he needs to win the Super Bowl and be the MVP to be back as their quarterback next year in the span of about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I
now it's like, yeah, if he's the 13th best quarterback in the NFL this year, run it back.
No, Baker Mayfield was better than the 13th best.
No, he wasn't. Not if you go by things like QBR and stuff last year.
I go by my eyes, which are infallible.
Yes, the Mueller eye.
The MET, the Mueller eye test.
The Mueller eye test.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steelers have left the practice fields in Latrobe because of thunderstorms. Unclear right now if they're going to call it a day or if they're just going to delay things and pick things back up later. Regardless, we're 20 minutes away from Pat McAfee, Steelers insider Mark Cabali joining us for a full hour. 3:30, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Also time for a Donnie football debrief. Donnie's biggest football story of the day brought to you by Saloni's. Italian bread company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie?
The debrief, July 25, 2025. This coming down from ESPN in the last half hour. At least 100 players around the NFL from roughly half of the 32 teams, they don't know the teams yet, will face fines and possible suspension for allegedly selling their allotted tickets to this year's Super Bowl above face value in violation of league policies.
Mike Tice got in trouble for that. the old Vikings coach a $100,000 fine for scalping his Super Bowl tickets back in the day when he was Minnesota's head coach. This is something they don't mess around with.
They're not very happy about
this. Because the way it works, every player gets two tickets. If you're an NFL player, you get two tickets to the Super Bowl.
I was actually naive to that. I thought it would just be like the teams that were going to make it.
It's like in the union contract.
It's in the CBA.
So wait a minute. How many players are active? So there's 53 active roster members. So if you're a practice squad guy, you don't get them though, right?
I don't think so.
Okay,
no,
so let's just say 53 times 32 is, just do the quick math, it's like 1,600 players roughly.
Yeah, that's not a lot when you think these stadiums seat 70,000 to 80,000
people. 32 to 3,300 tickets.
And then I think every team employee gets one, too.
Just one ticket?
No, gets two.
Gets a pair. All right, so up that to maybe...
How far do they go down that ladder?
That I don't know.
So let's just... How about we round number this? 10,000 tickets might be spoken for if we include, you know, enough team employees.
Wait, here's a good one. Does Pomp get two every year?
Hell no. No.
He's the Steelers preseason play-by-play
voice.
I feel
like we would have known that by now, though.
But who's... Yeah, I was going to say, Pomp would have...
He would have gone to at least a couple of those games.
Smell you later, Joe.
Yeah, probably not.
Pomp, you get two tickets and you haven't taken me?
Probably not.
You imagine if he took Bechtold over Joe, if he did get them?
But all that... That would never happen. Ugh.
No, I mean, it's...
All the assistant coaches get them.
I think, like, it's safe to assume that if, like, you go... Every assistant coach, probably, like, your strength and conditioning.
Sure.
I would think traveling secretary, the people who actually like...
When it's all said and done, maybe 3,000 people
does our buddy,
get tickets.
Does our buddy Bert, PR director, has to?
Yep, I think he does.
Because like Bert's helped out at Super Bowls, hasn't he?
Yep.
As like a working member when the team isn't even there.
Pretty sure.
Like, because they recruit a lot of the PR staff to try to help with the crunch.
And I don't know. Like, I just think about if I were in that situation, I have two valuable tickets. I'm a football coach or player. I don't want to go to the game. What am I going to do with those things? Of course I'm going to sell them.
The only other thing I would say is, do you have people in your extended family and you want to just do something nice for them? Hey, boom, here's the tickets. Just find your logic.
Yeah, I mean, how many NFL players are like, oh, I really need the money. I'm going to scalp these Super Bowl tickets.
Well, to be fair, I think...
A lot.
It's still my... Especially younger guys on rookie deals, I think it's more than you would think.
A lot. I think guys always want, especially if it's for something they know they're not going to use... Why not try to make money off it if it's that easy?
Does Richie Walsh get two tickets? Dude, you wouldn't believe it.
If Pomp's not getting two, Richie's not getting two. But how would they track it? If I were...
If you knew a broker and you just sold them under the table to the broker.
Well, not even that. Maybe I didn't... Maybe I just go to... I find out this person wants to go to the Super Bowl.
Give them the tickets.
And get cash back. There's no paper trail. How would...
So... If you see, here's where I would be confused, and I think we're heading down the same
anything
road.
Over face value, you get
so
busted.
So say you
for.
Sold the tickets to your buddy, right, for face value, because you knew he wanted to go. He's not a close enough friend where you're giving him the tickets, and you're a player.
Yeah.
And then say that player takes the tickets, which maybe are marked by the NFL, or they know the sections in the seat where they're giving away to
and
players.
And that person sells them?
Right.
Then you would get in trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can't make a cash transaction there because you've got to have some record for the league, you would think, of, hey, man, we need an electronic transcript here of me selling these to you for face value. You do with them what you want, but my ass is off the hook. That's what I would want. Cash there would be, in fact, not king, according to our friend Rob Pratt over at AM 1020.
Well, unless you knew for sure that the guy was actually going to use
the tickets.
But
would you assume that risk? I wouldn't. I would be like, I'm selling these to you for face value, and we're making a paper trail so I don't get busted.
Depends. What's the penalty?
Fines, right?
Yeah, it would be fines and a possible suspension.
No friggin' way are they going to suspend NFL players from actual games for this.
I would think this is something that's like a $2,500 fine or something. Like, for most of these guys, what should be a slap on the wrist, don't do it again. Suspend them. Hey, your star wide receiver is not able to go to play in the AFC, you know, or in this week 16 game of big importance. He sold his Super Bowl tickets and made a 10% profit.
And the follow-up here.
Does the same apply really quick, Don, to, is it just players or does it apply to owners and people like that too?
Well, they can't get, well, I guess coaches can get suspended from games.
This is saying.
You just said Tice did it.
Yep.
Under the agreement between the league and the Players Association, okay. players who violated the rule will be fined 1.5 times the face value of the ticket, lose their allotted tickets to the next two Super Bowls.
So 1.5 times the face value of the ticket or tickets is probably about $25.
If they happen to be playing in the game, they will have a chance to purchase their own seats.
Here's a question for Donnie. You get done with the show at 6. You get home around 6:30. Sarah's either got dinner ready or you're going to go out and have some dinner somewhere. When that's done, let's say it's about 8:30. You going on to Netflix and watching Happy Gilmore 2?
I'm watching that tomorrow.
I have something for you right now.
You
Bonnie,
have a planned Happy Gilmore 2 watch.
Yeah, she's out of town this weekend. I got some boys coming over. We're watching Happy Gilmore 2.
You got on my case for being excited about it, and you said, let's not get too
Get me wrong. I'm still worried about it.
Pony, I'm going to stun you beyond like recognition here.
Yeah?
Alex and her best friend, Lauren, she tells me this morning, she goes, oh, Lauren's coming over tonight. Like, she'll be here by the time you get here. We're going to watch Happy Gilmore 2. I said, you know what? What the hell? Let's have the whole neighborhood up, and let's all watch it. And I'm going to sit
Happy
there and subject myself.
Gilmore 2 watch parties. I'm working with two guys who are both having
I don't think it's going to be good.
Happy Gilmore 2 watch parties.
My neighbor Chris and I were talking about this morning when I was out cutting the grass, and he said it best. If you look at the trailer, all Sandler's doing here is essentially taking the exact same set of jokes and style of jokes and updating them for 2025. The one where his caddy...
It's going to be great.
His caddy's the guy wearing like the waiter's uniform, I guess, and he carries the bag without the strap. It's just he's just doing the same bits.
All right, here's
updated for 2025.
Here's Rolling Stone's review.
This movie sucks.
No. The role for sequels is give them the same, only different. Happy Gilmore 2 adheres to this concept beautifully, what? Along with doling out enough blatant fan service to choke a one-eyed alligator. They liked it.
There's no way that was Peter Travers reviewing that.
No, that was David Fear from Rolling Stone.
Peter Travers was their big guy for a while.
Here's Variety. Sandler's desire to go low had always been an aesthetic choice, a conscious embrace of the elemental in himself.
Oh, God.
He was American screen comedy's first and greatest cathartically disruptible Jewish punk rock comedian. And Happy Gilmore 2, he still is. A thumbs up!
Who wrote that review?
Owen Gleiberman from Variety.
I've actually heard of Owen Gleiberman. That is
Sandler still got the fastball,
no,
baby.
No, but that's everything wrong with film criticism now is that sentence or whatever the hell you just read is Owen Gleiberman wanting people to know that Owen Gleiberman is smart and can write a very complex sentence.
I know, but Variety and Rolling Stone, two leading outlets for film review, are both saying it's a good movie.
The problem here is... Long departed, our boy Roger Ebert would have been the North Star on this one. Because Roger Ebert was not above giving good ratings to movies everybody else hated if he was entertained.
I thought he was still alive.
Oh, give me
No,
break.
No, hold on. There's still a Roger Ebert website.
He has a brand called RogerEbert.com
but it's not him?
Roger Ebert had like a bad sort of cancer that basically took away part of his face.
Okay, Chris, I'm sorry. I haven't been keeping up on Roger
Ebert.
He's
been gone about a dozen years.
He outlived Siskel, though, man. Siskel went kaput very early. But no, Roger Ebert, I always felt like for how, you know, obviously of a big deal he was, had a sensibility where he would review a movie and be like, is it the greatest movie in the world? No. Was I entertained? Yes. 3 out of 4 stars. Donnie, did you ever read the Roger Ebert smackdown on Rob Schneider? Rob Schneider got all jammed up because somebody gave Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo like a horrible review, and Rob Schneider was like, "Who's this idiot?" So then Ebert sends out like an open letter to Schneider, and it lists all of his own credentials. And he goes and he concludes by saying, "All of that means I am qualified to review your movie, Mr. Schneider, which sucks." Just an unbelievable.
I was
going to
say
down.
That should not have gotten good reviews.
Andrew Lawrence in The Guardian. For the generations who still quote summer comedies from eons ago, Adam Sandler's second round of Happy Gilmore offers a refreshing trip down memory lane.
But here's the reviews that matter. You've read Gleiberman and all these other people. Here we go. This is YouTube comments. Ready? Michael, expect to be underwhelmed by Happy 2. We've got this other Michael, Josh Z. Is it watchable? Michael, it's on Netflix, but don't waste your time. Tim, it was not as good as the original. Well, obviously.
Okay. That's like every
Coaster
sequel.
Coasterholics, all the cameos kind of ruin the vibe for me. Having Bob Barker in the OG was fine, but this movie, he got everyone to have a cameo. Looney Allen, 3 stars for Happy 2.
That's not
DPJ,
bad.
It's worth it for the nostalgia, damn it.
73% popcorn meter on Rotten Tomatoes. So of the audience and not the
I have a theory on some of the film critics. Yeah, I have a theory on the film critics,
almost three-quarters of them say good movie.
I have a theory on some of these film critics. I bet you a lot of them, even though they fancy themselves highfalutin and I am a judge of cinema, were like 15 when Happy Gilmore came out and were like, this is awesome. My neighbor, the golfer, or my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer, huge ass. They probably laughed like hyenas at that.
Here's who we got in this movie.
And so they have a soft spot for Sandler.
Julie Bowen is back as Virginia. I like her.
She's aged like a fine
wine. I think she's still
got
it going on.
She does still got it going on.
Christopher McDonald back in the role he was born to play.
Oh, they needed him.
Shooter McGavin.
If they didn't have Shooter, it would have been tough to watch.
He doesn't do anything else. That's the only role he's ever played.
To be very clear, I think Julie Bowen has it going on more now than she did in the original when the movie came out.
30 years ago.
She's beautiful. She really is.
Ben Stiller back as Hal.
Oh, I'll also say that Shooter is the best character in the original. It's like Shooter 1, large gap. Like, very large gap, and then whoever you want, number two. Probably Chubbs or Mr. Larson.
Boys, it wasn't an internet rumor. Paige Sporanek is in Happy Gilmore 2.
I'm just reading this YouTube comment right now.
Find out what time she's in it, and at that point, tell Alex and her friend to go make some more popcorn.
I'm just reading this comment.
He's
on
got
your...
the whole. He has all Mr. Malzi's neighborhood coming out, honey.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
I just am going to read this comment apropos of nothing, which has nothing to do with Happy Gilmore, from Andrew on YouTube. I'm a simple man. I take my crinkled up $5 bill to the old adult video store on Route 22 out past Murraysville into Delmont, and I'm set for the whole weekend.
Oh, God. John Daly's in it. Scottie Scheffler.
But I think there are
Rory,
too many cameos.
Bryson DeChambeau.
You don't need all
Brooks
that.
Brooks Koepka. Why? Why
because,
not?
Because, like, I don't know, because they're not actors, and most of them can't pull it
Eminem,
off like they think.
Dan Patrick.
He's in, a ton of his movies.
They needed to get Costas like the South Park guys did for basketball, where he said, you think you're excited? Feel these nipples.
Costas and Michaels.
That was great.
The fact that those guys got Costas to read that
Man,
line
how about the,
is an all-timer.
Speaking of that movie, Basketball, and the people that made it, how about the buzz this South Park episode is getting? Holy cow.
Because they just signed a huge $1.5 billion deal with Paramount and then just completely went on the offensive on Trump, man. Who is the whole saga there is that he's pressuring Paramount, which is the parent company of CBS, to dump the Colbert Show.
And there was a 60 Minutes lawsuit,
and there was like
too.
A $16 million
Have you
situation
seen it?
There.
People are buzzing about this episode.
I haven't seen the whole episode. I haven't watched an episode of South Park in a while.
Same,
which
in like
is
15
a shame,
years.
But...
All right, good
they,
talk.
They did a thing.
Those guys are
Donnie,
incredible
they did,
at pulling episodes.
Oh,
like,
they can turn them around in like a day. They did one that felt like a series finale where it seemed like they were burnt out, and I stopped right after that, and they've done 12 seasons since. It's ridiculous.
All right, that was the Donnie Football Debrief.
A lot of people saying you are just way too much of an HGQ right now as a grown man for Paige Sporanek, as much as she's gorgeous, that you are just, you're a little bit, you've gone full goon mode, they think, in the YouTube comments.
Well, I'm not allowed to say as a married man that she's a very attractive woman. Sorry,
she
guys.
She is, but I think
My
Donnie
bad.
And I were a little
Sorry
more classy about Julie
pretty.
Bowen. Right, Donnie? I think we had
well,
there was a proper
offense,
amount
with all,
of class.
With all due respect to Julie Bowen, she ain't in Paige Sporanek's area code.
Isn't she?
Paige Sporanek's Mahomes, and she's like...
Tom Brady. She's been doing this for 30 years. Yeah. She's playing better as she gets older.
No. Mm-mm.
Listen to him.
This I got to stick up for my girl
It's a very
Paige
strong
here.
Opinion.
Yeah, and the right one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.